The Lawyer's Guide to AI: How to Use It, When to Trust It, and What It Cannot Do for You, by Sandeep Devanda, IT expert. Artificial intelligence is changing how legal work gets done. Here is what every legal professional needs to understand and what the profession cannot afford to get wrong. Not long ago, AI in law belonged to conferences and pilot projects. Today, it sits inside daily legal work, drafting contracts, reviewing documents, researching case law, managing due diligence. The shift arrived faster than most firms expected, and the questions it raises can no longer be deferred. This article sets out what AI is actually doing in legal practice today, where it goes wrong, and what responsible use genuinely requires. It is written for legal professionals rather than technologists, because the most important decisions about AI in law will be made by lawyers, not by software. What AI is actually doing in law firms? AI now handles tasks that once consumed teams of lawyers and paralegals. Document reviews that took weeks can be completed in hours. Research that occupied a junior associate for a full day comes back in minutes. Hundreds of agreements can be analyzed at once, with flagged clauses and extracted terms ready for a senior lawyer to review. This does not mean the lawyer's role is disappearing. It means the lawyer's time is moving away from processing information and toward using it. Interpretation, judgment, strategy, and client advice cannot be automated. AI handles the groundwork. The lawyer still carries the responsibility. The firms that gain the most are not the ones using AI to cut headcount. They are the ones using it to serve clients faster, more thoroughly, and at a standard that was not previously achievable. The risk most lawyers underestimate: hallucination. AI can produce text that sounds authoritative, but is simply wrong. In law, this has a name: hallucination. The system does not know what it does not know, so it generates confident, well-formatted output regardless of whether the underlying facts, cases, or references actually exist. In 2023, a New York attorney filed a brief citing six cases that did not exist. All six had been generated by an AI tool, and the lawyer relied on them without independent verification. The court imposed sanctions, and the story ran on the front page of the New York Times. It made headlines, not because it was exceptional, but because it exposed a risk that every lawyer using AI now shares. The lesson is straightforward. Every output must be verified. Every case must be checked against a primary source. Every legal proposition must be confirmed by a qualified lawyer before it reaches a client, a court, or a counterparty. AI accelerates the work. It does not validate it. That responsibility stays with the lawyer. Confidentiality is not optional. When a lawyer enters a client's sensitive information into an AI tool, that information goes somewhere. It may sit on a third-party server, feed the training of a model, be accessible to the vendor's staff, or fall under data protection laws in another country. In most cases, none of this has been checked before the lawyer presses enter. This is not a theoretical concern, but a live professional responsibility issue. In legal practice, confidentiality is not an ethical preference, it is a binding obligation. Using an AI tool that has not been properly vetted for data security is not a technology decision. It is a professional risk decision. And when it goes wrong, the consequences fall on the client first and the lawyer second. In the UAE, the Personal Data Protection Law, the DIFC Data Protection Law 2020, and the ADGM Data Protection Regulations all govern how personal and sensitive data may be processed. Law firms are data controllers under these frameworks, and adopting AI tools does not change that obligation. It extends it. Before any tool is used with client data, a firm should know who the vendor is, where data is stored, whether it trains the model, what security certifications exist, and what the data processing agreement actually says. If those answers are not available, the tool should not touch client information. AI is also a security risk. Not every product marketed as an AI assistant is what it claims to be. cybercriminals are increasingly disguising malicious software as legitimate AI productivity tools, browser extensions, document assistants, and research platforms that look genuine but are built to steal credentials, extract documents, and monitor activity. Law firms are an obvious target. They hold information of real value, including deal structures, litigation strategy, client financial data, and privileged communications. A single staff member installing an unverified tool on a work device can expose the whole firm. The response is not complicated, but it takes discipline. Only approved tools belong on firm networks and devices. Security training must cover AI-specific threats. Any tool of unverified provenance should be treated as a risk until proven otherwise. The business of law is changing. AI is pressuring the billable hour in a way earlier technology never quite managed. When a task that once took significant associate time can be done in a fraction of it, the original charge becomes hard to justify to a client who knows what AI can do. Sophisticated clients are already asking how their legal teams use AI, and they expect fees to reflect the efficiency. The firms handling this well are shifting their value proposition away from volume of hours and toward quality of judgment, depth of expertise, and certainty of outcome. Value-based pricing, specialist advisory work, and transparent AI governance are becoming competitive advantages rather than aspirations. The firms that lead the next decade will be those that worked out how to use AI to deliver better legal work, not just faster billing. The competitive advantage will not belong to the firms with the most AI tools. It will belong to those with the discipline to use them responsibly. How to use AI safely in legal practice. Understanding the risks is only half the picture. The other half is knowing what responsible use looks like in practice. These are not technical rules, but professional habits, and every lawyer working with AI should build them. Verify before you rely. Treat every output as a first draft, not a finished product. Check every citation, confirm every proposition, and read every clause against the original source. AI can assemble information quickly. Only you can confirm it is correct. Know what you are submitting. Before using any platform with client information, read the vendor's data processing terms. Understand where your data goes, how long it is kept, and whether it trains the model. If a tool offers no clear data processing agreement, do not use it for client work. Use only approved tools. Your firm should maintain a vetted list of AI tools cleared for security, data protection compliance, and professional use. An unapproved tool, however good the intention behind it, creates a risk that you, your firm, and your client will carry. When in doubt, ask before you act. Keep the client informed. Where AI has played a meaningful part in a matter, whether reviewing documents, conducting research, or drafting materials, consider whether the client should know. Transparency about AI use is becoming an expectation, not just a courtesy. Take responsibility for the output. However capable the tool, the advice, submission, or document that reaches your client or a court carries your name. Professional responsibility does not transfer to the software. The standard of care expected of you has not changed. The tool only changes how you meet it. AI is not a threat to the legal profession. It is a tool, and one of the most powerful the profession has ever had. Like any powerful tool, it produces excellent results in skilled and disciplined hands, and real harm in careless ones. The lawyers and firms that get this right will apply the same standards they bring to everything else in practice. Verify everything. Protect the client. Know the rules. And own the outcome. The technology changes none of those obligations. It simply makes them more visible. In law, the question has never been whether to use better tools. It has always been whether the professional using them is good enough to use them well.